Governor Walker has asked the Unemployment Insurance Advisory Council to approve several changes to unemployment law. Business and labor have already agreed to some, but they're deadlocked on big issues, like a plan that would give employers more leeway to deny benefits when they fire workers. Normally, the legislature would wait for the council to reach consensus, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans will only wait so long.
I certainly hope we could utilize the council, but the council is not going to be an impediment to us making the reforms necessary to create jobs.
As if to stress that point, several GOP legislators have been in the audience at the last couple council meetings. But James Buchan, who has for years represented Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce on the council, says he hopes Republicans will fight the temptation to go around it. Buchan says the winds in the legislature change. You only have to look back 3 years to when Democrats ran state government.
Labor could have pushed its agenda successfully, but they didn't. And, they pushed their agenda here at the council, and they got what they could at the council table, and they didn't go around the process to the legislature. And, we think that you just have to take the longer-term view and recognize that balance is good for all of us in the long haul. And suck it up, if you will.
It's not Buchan's first warning. 2 years ago, he co-penned a letter with Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld, urging Governor Walker to veto an unemployment waiting period that bypassed the council. Walker ignored the warning and signed it anyway. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.